You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a football Friday. We get a real one this week. Last week we were licking our wounds after a disaster. This time it's a football Friday. The Eagles and the Vikings on Sunday afternoon. We will get more into what Dave Dabrowski said. Really hone in on what he said about Bryce Harper coming up in a little bit. We start, though, with some football. Good morning, everyone. 215-592-9494. Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, sometimes it's okay to be petty. I mean, sometimes, you know.
Live by that.
Yeah, I live by that rule. Sometimes it's okay to be petty.
Yeah. Is that for anyone specifically
I'm just saying in general, sometimes it's okay to be petty.
Well, we could be petty. We're petty on this show often. Hopefully the Eagles are feeling petty and they go out there and beat the crap out of the Vikings on Sunday because we need a win. We need a victory here. And more than anything, we need a bounce back. We need this team to play good football. It's been a few weeks now since they've played good football and we're not used to this. I mean, this group, this team has not had a lot of down in the last few years. There's been some peaks and valleys, but like in the last two seasons, last year and this season, we've just expected wins week after week after week. And you know, there's different ways to look at this particular game on Sunday, right? Like some people might deem this a must win. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of season to go. NFC doesn't look great. You feel like it is?
I don't feel like being 3-0 in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, and three. Yeah, I don't either. I don't want to do that. But
yeah, that was that math. That's my math.
0-3.
Because Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah, we looked at you like, what the hell are you talking about? It's okay. We're just getting started. Look, I don't know. Like, must win. Could they lose this game and be fine? Probably. But it's more about, do we believe in them and can we trust this year's team versus, you know, last year's team got on a roll and they became very trustworthy. You know. As we start this week, as we start this weekend, as we get started talking about this football game, the Eagles and the Vikings, which obviously has the backdrop of the quarterback on the other side, likely to be Carson Wentz on Sunday. Hugh Douglas, are you confident that we're getting an Eagles bounce back? Because more than anything,
yes.
I need a bounce back.
Yes.
Confident?
I'm confident.
With a capital C or lowercase?
With a capital.
Oh, my.
Capital. I'm confident.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Joe, sometimes my faith and my belief, it's not based in anything.
Okay.
It's based in. Yeah, I'm about to.
This is not
about to cook. I'm about to cook. I'm about to tell you why.
Why? I have no idea. No, go ahead. I'm
no, you're right for the most part.
Yeah.
I just believe. I refuse to believe that as much as the quarterback and this team has accomplished over the last couple of seasons, that they're going to let some petty squabbles derail something great that they might have going. I refuse to believe that. And that's me having faith in what I know about the game of football and how I know that, you know, being in locker rooms similar to the one that they're in, how there's some passionate guys in there that want to win. I mean, Jordan Mailata, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, most of those guys, and how they've gone out of their way to be leaders and try to keep this team together. I refuse to believe that they're going to let this team slide.
So I hope you're right on this, and I do think that there's enough history here with these guys, and they've won enough and professional enough that I would think they're not going to let this thing totally go off the rails. But Hugh, for me, the reason I hope they're going to win, and I think it's going to be a close game on Sunday, but I don't have extreme confidence that they're going to go out there and play good football on Sunday. Number one, I need to see them do it. Like, this is one of those.
That's fair.
I need to see it before I believe it. Sometimes you could believe it before you see it, blind faith, all that kind of stuff. Not one time this season, not one in six games, have they had more yards than their opponent. That's not good. Not one time this season have they had more first downs than their opponent. Not good. They're coming off a game where they got their ass kicked by a bad football team. I know the Giants have a little bit more life to them now with a young quarterback. They're not a good football team. And we got crushed by them last week. I need to see the Eagles play well. I need to see it before I believe it. And, Hugh, it's fair to mention the, I don't know what you call it, the personality stuff, right? The off the field, whatever's going on over there between the quarterback and the receiver. And if that was the only issue with the Eagles, I'd say, you know what? Those guys eventually got to get this figured out. That last year they kind of did, and they patched things up, and then we moved on. But my concern is that they don't really have the other stuff going, right? Like, stuff that has nothing to do with AJ and Jalen is also not good. They're not a good running team right now. Their offensive line isn't playing to the level it used to. They're going up against a high-level defensive coordinator on Sunday in Brian Flores, who's going to make life difficult on them. And their defense, while we're getting some good news, sounds like Jalen Carter's going to play. Quinyon Mitchell full at practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. That is great news. And maybe we get those guys on the field. They're just not whole. I mean, this edge rush group right now, like, this should be a game on Sunday. We're going to get to the Wentz aspect of this, which makes it even more interesting on Sunday. Hugh, this is a game on Sunday. They should rack up six sacks. Carson Wentz's pocket presence has always stunk since he was a young player. It's never improved. When he was athletic and he was young, he used to run out of sacks and make fun plays. But now that he's not, right, he's in his 30s and he doesn't move like he used to, he is a walking sack. We should get five or six sacks on Sunday by accident. But does anyone believe what our edge rushing group, we're going to get that? We are down a lot right now. There's no Nolan Smith. There is obviously no Za'Darius Smith because he chose to go home. And we're talking about an edge rush group that is just very thin and not accomplished. So in a game where they should have some advantages, no, I'm not confident. I need to see them play well. Hugh, this is one of those weeks where we're going to look. I think we look back when the season ends and say this was the week they either got it back together or all the issues they kept popping back up.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think when you look at the team and some of the things that have happened this week and some of the conversations that are being had, they know that this could easily slide and get out of hand. So that's why I feel confident in the brain trust over there and the leadership over there that they're going to get it right this week. Because, boy, I tell you, if they don't, boy, it's going to be a rough Monday. But I don't foresee that happening. I don't see that happening. Yeah, they're going to take care of business Sunday.
I just need to see it again before I believe it. I just want one game. And I thought it'd be last Thursday. I absolutely thought it'd be last Thursday against the Giants. I need to see a game where they are the better football team from start to finish. And I haven't seen one this year. They won four games, and that's a credit to them. And they found a way, and they were opportunistic and smart and all those things. But they haven't outgained an opponent once. They haven't had more first downs once. Like, I need to see one game where I watch from start to finish and I say they were better the entire time. I haven't seen it once this year. 215-592-9494. Let's start with the Eagles here. We got a big one on Sunday as we try to avoid a three-game losing streak. Are you confident the Eagles are going to bounce back on Sunday? Hugh Douglas, for reasons he doesn't even know, he's confident.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't need any rhyme or reason.
No,
I have faith.
Faith in what?
I think
team.
It would be nice for people to hear a rhyme or reason.
Faith. You got to have faith, man.
Well, you don't really.
Well, okay.
I mean, you don't. Yes.
Because Nick Sirianni's a darn good coach.
Well, that's the first time you said it.
He's still a bubblehead, though.
There you go.
He's a bubblehead coach. He's a good coach. Yeah. And I feel like we have a good squad. We have a really, really good squad. And we will bounce back.
All right. Yeah, I'm fired up.
Yeah. So
I don't like the sarcasm. It's Friday, man, and we're getting ready for the weekend. Do you know what I did last night,
Kyle?
Oh,
come on.
I sat out in the cold and watched the baseball game last night.
You should be happy about that.
Sounds like a you problem.
You got to see a future big leaguer swatting uppercuts.
And the ice cream, it was cold out there last night.
Yeah, it was cold.
Whew. And the ice cream man had the nerve to be out there selling ice cream.
Well, that's what the ice cream man does.
It was like 40 degrees. I want him to take his ass home and put a coat on and stop playing that damn music when it's cold outside.
He's got bills to pay, just
like you. You know what the worst thing in the world is when you walk off the field from that, the ice cream truck's blaring, and you're freezing, and you have some seven-year-old look you dead in the face and say,
"Yeah, this
I want some ice
this
cream.
All comes down to Hugh just not wanting to spend money on it.
Of course it is.
I didn't have any money on me. Yeah, he ain't getting no ice cream. But say he
well, you know what?
Nobody got an ice cream.
You know
cream
what
last
started
night.
To happen with us
What's that?
With flag football last spring? the ice cream guys to put the Venmo on the truck. Because there's been a few times where, like, I don't have any cash. And then what are you going to do, right? But then he puts the Venmo there, and I'm like, oh. Well, we're getting ice cream, then.
I hate the ice cream, man, because they take away all the excuses that we used to have not to spend money. Oh, yeah, we got cash. Yeah, we got Venmo.
Yeah, no, they get you anyway. Yeah, so I guess what we realized this morning is Hugh was asked to spend money last night, and he came in salty about it. 215-592-9494. All right, are you confident the Eagles bounce back this weekend? No, I'm not. I need to see it. They just got blown out by a team that I know people are like, oh, the Giants are maybe a little better now. They're going to win six games. I mean, let's be clear about what the Giants are. They're not a good football team. We got blown out last week. So the Eagles need to show it to me before I just start blindly believing it, like blind belief Douglas over here. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear from, let's hear from A.J. Brown, the vibe of the team, the vibe of the locker room this week. A.J. talking a couple days ago.
What's the vibe of the team as you guys try to write the ship?
You tell me. We listen. What you think? Sound normal, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, normal, exactly. So, you know, we're not letting a loss just humble us, and you know, you can't let it humble. You know, you got to keep going. You know, and continue to find ways. You know, this team is fine. This team is motivated and trying to get on the same page.
All right, that sounded a little better than some of the AJ stuff we've heard this year. At least he said they're trying to find a way. I mean, it kind of was interesting how he said, "You tell me." We're supposed to tell him how the vibe is. Dude, you're the one that has to go make a play.
I think he started to be a malcontent, then he thought about it. Mm. He's like, this might not be the time.
Yeah, he'll wait till after the game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I mean, like,
he's like, this might not be the time.
Yeah, hold that
to
back
be a contrarian.
Little bit. Yep.
I gotta get it right.
All right, let's hear from can we hear from Jaws earlier this week? Ron Jaworski talking about the matchup here against the Minnesota Vikings.
Jaws, Minnesota, 2-part question. How good are the Vikings? And if Carson Wentz is the quarterback against the Eagles, has his game evolved since the end of his tenure here? Or is he pretty much what people became accustomed to seeing near the end of his time here?
Yeah, I think Carson is, as much as I love and respect the guy, he's a journeyman quarterback right now. And you know, he's not the same guy that we saw when he came to the Eagles as the number one draft choice. He was an incredibly talented guy. I think the injuries have bothered him. He's not the same guy, but he can still play and he can still be it. So you can't underestimate Carson Wentz. He's an incredible athlete. But I'm more concerned about this Minnesota defense. They play great defense, and they got a scheme that's going to not only physically put pressure on our offensive line, but mentally put pressure on our pass protections. They do a great job of getting after the quarterback. Jalen has to be at his best in this game, or he could get embarrassed.
Well, that last part, and I agree with Jaws' assessment. Look, you know, I don't have the same venom I used to Carson Wentz. He's humbled and journeyman in his career. We'll get to Carson and him playing on Sunday. I'm not worried about losing to Carson Wentz. I'm not worried about him beating the Eagles. What I am concerned about is Brian Flores and the defense going up against our offense that has scored 17 points in back-to-back games. That's where we got to wake up and figure this thing out. 215-592-9494. Kyle, how you feeling as we start off a football Friday? Are you confident we get a bounce back from the Birds?
So a little bit disappointed because I made a side bet with you before the show.
Yeah.
That when you asked Hugh why the Eagles were going to bounce back, he was going to say because they have to.
And he didn't say
and
that.
And he didn't.
No. We're both shocked because that's.
I hate both of y'all. Right
honestly,
the odds honestly, on that were minus 300.
What you said might have made me feel even worse, to be honest with you. You're like, I don't know. I mean, like,
I didn't say I was like, I don't have the rhyme or reason, but I think that's the leadership in there. Mm.
Leadership?
You don't think they have leaders? Yeah.
Where were the leaders there last week when they got crushed? Are they leaders only when things get really bad or only half bad?
No, they've known for weeks that there are issues that could crop up and bite you in the boot. And unfortunately for us, it happened back to back. We went back to back. You can't make a three-peat. Can't do that.
They can. But how am I supposed to have any confidence that these issues that they've known that they've had for weeks now are just all of a sudden magically going to be fixed against a guy that's, you know, historically had Jalen Hurts' number?
Well, this is what it is, Kyle. It's you go into the season, right, and you're always striving, especially at the beginning of the year. You say, okay, yeah, we won, but – and that's kind of how you watch film, if I could frame it for you that way. And as the season progresses, you try to play your best football. You try to play better than you did the week before. And to a man, this Eagles team, I said for the last few weeks, even when they were undefeated, hey, we still haven't played our best football.
Yeah.
So they've been aware.
They're pretty self-aware of that.
They're pretty self-aware of where they are. So unfortunately for them, it came up and bit them in the butt two times.
Mm-hmm.
The first time was in Denver where you're looking like, hey, to be honest, that game could have went either way.
And then I do think Denver's going to turn out to be a good team.
Yeah,
but the one game, last week is annoying because the Giants are not good.
Because the Giants they only got two wins on the docket.
And no wide receivers.
And
they can't.
You went up there and you got the brakes beat off of you. That was a slap across the lips and a wake-up call.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's why I feel like, okay, now it's more of a situation where they're looking at it like, hey, you know what? We got to get our head out of our rear.
I do agree. The last week had to be a wake-up call. Yeah. They didn't lose by a toss-up game. They lost by 17.
They got manhandled.
Yeah, to a team that they're clearly better than.
And do I think they're better than the Vikings? Yeah, of course I do. But, like, I mean, I'm even picking them to win, but I think you'd have to be a crazy person to say you're confident.
Yeah, that's where I can't get to this morning. Like, can they win a 23-20 game? Can they win 20-19?
Here's the thing, because I know at some point, when we start talking to these folks, it's going to get there. We're going there. It's going to happen. It's going to be inevitable.
The quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of what we see, we are a people of, you know, like, it's one of those things where, you know, we're prisoners of the moment.
Mm.
And the moment is this, folks. We all watched a football game last night where we saw a buddy drive 3 hours from Cleveland to Cincinnati. And had three practices and went out there and looked like he'd been there the whole training camp.
A 40-year-old quarterback.
Yeah. The battle of the OGs.
Yeah. Joe Flacco last night threw for 342 yards. He just got there. Okay, so like, you know, right. I mean, it does play into your thinking. Like, why can't our passing game work? Like, why can't it work to a high level? Like, why?
Joe, you know what I thought about? Because I did it. And I'm an Eagles fan. Well, everybody else that thought this is Eagles fans too, but it's like, how come my quarterback can't do that? Why he make it look so easy?
Just throwing a Ja'Marr Chase over and over and over again.
And you know who else was mad about that? Because I'm going to help. See, because today's Friday and I'm petty and I got a couple days before I holler at y'all anyway. you know who else thought that? If they watched that game?
A.J. Brown.
Joe, we've been working together too long.
A.J. Brown. It's like, wait,
A.J. Brown.
16 catches for Ja'Marr Chase?
Wait a minute, hold up. We need to call all the Best Buys in this. Well, they don't got Circuit City anymore, dude. That's like old school.
What year are you in?
Dude, Circuit City's been gone for a very
long
time.
Not Circuit City, but all the places that sell TVs. And see if they had to deliver some new big screen TVs to AJ House, because he probably broke his television last night watching that.
Circuit City's last day of operations was March 8th, 2009.
No.
You were closer to being in the league still than you are on the radio.
You get my point. You get the point that I'm making. The bottom line is this. There's a lot of hot receivers last night that played for the Eagles, probably looking at that game.
Of course.
What do you think Smitty was feeling?
He felt like crap. I got Circuit City Douglas over here. 215-592-9494.
Old-ass man out there slinging a rock like that.
You started telling us why we're confident. Now you're telling us about old man slinging the rock.
Listen, I'm the drunk uncle at the barbecue. I got to keep it a bean. And, and you know it was coming. You knew as soon as you started talking to these folks, somebody was going to bring it up.
I know. Well,
so
listen,
I just beat them to
it. You started off. Black Daniels over here. Let's
Black
go.
Black Daniels in the building.
Let's go to.
Let me tell y'all about this Black Daniels.
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey. What's up, Will?
Come on, baby. It's Fired Up Friday, baby. We got a game to win Sunday.
That's right. Well, we better win it. Will, what are you feeling, buddy?
I just want to say real quick before I get started, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do, man, I'm trying to tell you that our formation, play action, it will destroy a lot of teams. We could come out in that RPO, audible to that play, our formation, man. What you got to shake these teams up, man. You got to have them thinking one way and then go the opposite way. And then guess what? It's going to open the game up for a lot of things to happen. But it won't happen unless we check, you know, open that playbook up, mm-hmm. expand it, and get a different formation. But what I want to say is, you know what time it is, baby. It's Eagle Sunday, baby. Let's get started, baby. Listen, are you ready, Philadelphia, to see the resurgence of our Philadelphia Eagles, baby? It's going to start Sunday. Yes, America's team is coming, baby. Yeah, I said it. We the new America's team, baby. We shining. We are the world champions still. And guess what? We still number one in our division. We're going to still be number one in the league. But guess what's going to happen? We're going to come together. And we're going to find our identity this week. And you know what our identity is going to be? Champions. Because that's what we are, baby. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to take it back to the old basics. Mass mouth football, baby. We're going right back at it again this year. Because guess what? You thought they could stop the run, but they can't stop the run. We got to keep pounding the ball and wearing the defense down. That's the only way everything going to get opened up. We're not giving up on the run. Guess what? The resurgence of the offensive line. We're going to get that push. The resurgence of our quarterback. He's going to throw for 200, 300 yards. The resurgence of our running back. 200 yards running. Hey, guess what? The resurgence of the whole team. Because guess what? My man, N'Kobe Dean, is back. The Minister of Defense. And guess what? He's going to make the right calls, get this defense back on board, and we're going to have at least 8 tackles, 8 sacks. Baby, we're coming this Sunday. Philadelphia, the new American team. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Now we're talking. That was the kind of confidence I needed out of Hugh today. I got it out of Will in the Northeast.
I gave you the confidence.
No.
Off to a little bit of a rocky start, by the way.
Will?
Calling us America's team and all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's settling into the leadoff role.
I think he said that before, that we're the new America's team, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was around the Chiefs.
I'm not in on that.
Yeah, so you're just going to...
You're going to penalize me for that?
Well, also, like, and I hate to do this, but... That whole run left and then run light, run right thing, that sounded like a Herb from the Northeast.
It was. I formation and a little Herbish, too. I mean, there were some Herb elements to that.
He picked it up by the end.
We getting a little highbrow around this
No, no, hold on. If you're going to be the leadoff hitter, that's not an easy bar.
I get it.
Okay?
And he's had a strong week.
He has. Now, nothing is in stone around here, and Chris could take this thing back. And after that performance by Will... Next week is up for grabs.
I think Chris feeling some kind of way, though.
Well,
I think Chris might be.
We'll get to him at some point. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
I said at some point.
That was awesome.
I'll never try to be the leadoff guy because I can't match I can't match Will or Chris.
Jeff's a good changeup.
Jeff's a good two-hole hitter. I mean, he puts the bat on the ball. I agree.
Yeah. So after watching last night's game, and I was on Twitter with Kyle, and I was like, what? I have no confidence because I don't think our quarterback or our offensive coordinator or anybody on our offense can flip a switch and do what Flacco did last night. He was only there for 10 days, and the guy threw for 340-some yards. I don't see us doing that anytime soon.
Jeff, it wasn't like I was watching something that was so – like I wasn't watching, you know, Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay scheme guys – wide open. He was just throwing the ball to Ja'Marr Chase over and over, and it worked because Ja'Marr Chase is one of the great players in the league. Like, the same way we think we should be able to throw the ball to AJ, he threw the ball to Ja'Marr.
And he took one sack, I think.
Yes.
Maybe two.
I'll look it up, but I think you're right. I think it was one.
Yeah. what he was doing was getting the ball out quick.
Yes.
Like 2 seconds. Boom, boom, boom. So I'm hoping that we can get to that point, but, I mean, should we beat the Vikings? Yes. I don't think Carson Wentz has a chance against us, but our defense isn't all that great either. So anybody that has supreme confidence in this, I'm not sure. I mean, I got George Michael over there talking about having faith, and I don't see it. I mean, you know, I just don't see it. Now, are we going to lose? I don't think so, but it's not going to be easy.
No, it's going to be ugly. Not. I mean, here's what's going to be outside. It's going to be ugly. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Flacco took 2 sacks last night. 47 passes attempts, 2 sacks, 342 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jamar Chase last night had 16 receptions from Joe Flacco, who again got there 10 days ago. 215-592-9494. Are you confident the Eagles bounce back on Sunday? Hugh is. I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not. Look, they can absolutely win this game because they're going up against a journeyman quarterback that we know quite well. We got to talk about that guy coming up. We will get to the Phillies. We'll get to Dabrowski and what he said about Bryce Harper. But we'll talk about Carson Wentz next, who is slated to be the starter Sunday for the Minnesota Vikings. Our feelings on it next. Midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Ready?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.